For breakfast this morning I had porridge, and it's a good start to the day, and some milk from a Fife dairy with that.
And the oats locally grown?
Yes.
And what about lunch?
For lunch I might have lake and potato soup.
All locally grown?
Yes, absolutely.
And then dinner?
Well, for dinner tonight I'm going to have beef stew and with some seasonal vegetables, which would be swede and beetroot and potato, roasted.
Sounds yummy. So you're proving clearly that this can be done.
Yeah, of course it can be done. I mean, I think it's really about relearning basic common sense in a world that's gone completely mad. People say, you know, how can you do this? And for some reason it's become the norm to transport food across the planet. And the idea of just living as people have for centuries by eating what's grown near them has become a mad scheme that can't possibly be done.
But you see, we've all got used to having flavourings on our food, spices, herbs and so on. Herbs may be okay to grow there in Fife, but what about the spices?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not really about being puritanical. So if I've got a salt cellar and a pepper grinder, then that's fine and I'll use that up. And if that helps me eat locally, then that's fine. This isn't really about being puritanical. It's about relearning how to live in a way that's sustainable. And clearly the way that we're living at the moment is not.
Have any of the local producers been showing their entrepreneurial side as a result of this? Are they beginning to make things that perhaps they never would have done before?
Well, interestingly, there's a local farm that has a herd of bison and is going to be making, you'll be able to get mozzarella cheese from Fife. So that's a bit unusual. But yeah, I think this has a great knock-on effect for local businesses, because if you eat locally, you feed into the local economy.
What are you going to miss most though, Mike?
To be honest, wine. Red wine and coffee. I can't find anyone in Fife that makes wine, but it won't be a completely dry year because there's fantastic breweries and beers.
So it's not too bad.
No.
And of course there's no cocoa beans for the coffee.
No, that's true. But I think that's what this is about. You know, nobody's really telling us the truth. And the truth is that we're going to have to change our behaviour and learn to live in a way that's sustainably. And if that means that I can't have a pineapple in January, you know, maybe I'll be okay. But I'll be doing fine by eating what the great food that's available in my region.
Have you managed to recruit many people so far to this diet?
Yeah, we've got about 19 people signed up. That's before the launch, that's this Friday in Falkland and Fife. So I think, you know, we've had a tremendous response to the idea, and I'm hoping it'll grow and grow and grow.
And you've a four-month-old baby. Now, will he be able to manage on this?
Well, he just had his first solids yesterday, and they were some stewed apples from Fife. So he's doing fine so far. I think, you know, we wouldn't do anything that if we couldn't find the right nutrients and vitamins for the children, then we would just give them whatever they needed. But we're confident that we can find those things because there's, as I said, local food is often more nutritious than food, unsurprisingly, that's been transported across the planet by air freight.
So even though we're saying that this is saving the environment rather than reducing the waistline, it is very healthy food nonetheless.
Well, yes. I mean, all the evidence does point to a depletion of nutrition and vitamin elements in food that's been transported a long, long way. And you don't need to be a scientist to realise that that makes sense. If I pull up a plant and it's on my plate the next day, that's going to be packed full of goodness.